Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. In response to the election of Donald Trump as President of the United States, we took time on a Wednesday night to step back and look at current events in light of this election in 2016. Now, some of what I said is as I see it, while some is simply what the Bible says about our place in the end time scenario. This study was streamed live on Facebook with hundreds watching, and the response was great. So we expect all who watch or listen to this video or audio version, whether you're watching online or listening on the radio, will be as beneficial as it was to these folks and give some biblical perspective on things as of November 2016. Now, you can send any questions, comments, or prayer requests that you might have by email to bbbfohio@yahoo.com or by sending your letter to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. And now we begin this two-part study with some Q&A at the end of part two. We've titled this Election 2016 Current Events Update. This is part one of two. All right, so we're going to get into our discussion, Bible-based discussion, we'll call it tonight, Election 2016 Current Events Update. So let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for everyone here tonight. Again, we ask that you help us to focus and help us to submit our opinions and attitudes to the Word of God. And sometimes we just need to be reminded of these things. And a lot of changes taking place, huge things going on nationally. And it's just good to come together using the Word of God as our guide to understand what's going on in the world around us. And then we can discuss these things with others intelligently, but we can also have some peace about it and have our hope protected and restored and renewed by your Word. And all these things, we ask that you help us through this study. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I don't always do election studies or anything like that, but I think I did in 08, the first time we had a communist president. And so this time we're getting a little relief. And that's what the map looked like after all is said and done. And I love this. Can you hear us now? But I want you to notice not only how red it is, but there's something about this map. If you look at where the blue is, You look, this is like L.A., San Francisco, you know, the left coast over here. And San Andreas, yeah. And if you look at these blue areas, you're looking at the high population centers, the... not colleges, but cities, the urban areas. And here's Columbus. As you can see, it was one of the only... I think there's six or seven out of 88 counties that are blue, and Columbus is one of them. And up here is Detroit and the surrounding areas. There's a lot of Muslims. Over here is New York. And over here is Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. is about right here. Down here is Miami. You know, so you can look Houston. And what I'm telling you is there's no sense in denying this, that the inner cities are what is killing America.
Amen. That's
right.
The inner cities are controlled by the Democrats. The Democrats being liberals. And America had better come to terms with this. Now, I always have to give a disclaimer. I'm not promoting the Republican Party. The Republican elites are just as bad. Why? If they're against the Constitution, they're against God. God gave us the Constitution. The Constitution is the law of the land. Anybody opposing the Constitution is a traitor.
Amen.
And that includes either major party. That includes the Green Party. That includes any libertarian. Now, the Libertarian Party is supposed to be constitutional. But a lot, Gary Johnson, this guy, Weld, that ran with him this time, they were totally anti-constitutional. By the way, if the fan's bothering anybody, you just pull the string.
They're white. They can't see the screen very well.
Oh, it's because it's white. It's when I go to dark background, I'll see it better.
Okay.
But what I want you to understand is that this is not politics. This is spiritual. And because for 30 or 40 years, Christians have checked their brain in and checked out when it comes to the spiritual side of this thing, that's why America is going to hell. You've got to wake up to the fact that Satan is behind liberalism. The liberal movement is anti-Christian. And that includes progressive is another term for it. And that includes, doesn't matter what party they're in. It just happens to be the Democrats have more progressivism at the head than the Republicans. But you go back, you study what happened with Richard Nixon, for example, Republican. He was one of the worst presidents we've ever had. He was the one that took us off of silver, a gold standard and silver, and took our money and made it fiat. He's the one who basically gave China a free ride and why all of our jobs are going over there. He was a progressive. And he was funded by the Rockefellers. That's a Republican. You want to know why abortion is legal in America today? Republican progressives. Eisenhower and Nixon, Republican presidents, appointed the Supreme Courts that made the majority that made abortion legal in 1973. Don't blame the Democrats. The Democrats have been protecting it ever since. The Democrats are in bed with the Planned Parenthood body part, baby body part sellers. But they're not the reason that abortion is legal today. So what's my point? My point is to stop playing a stupid political game and just lay the cards out on the table. Let's talk about the truth. I don't care what your party is. I don't care where you stand and who your pet politician is. If it's a fact, it's a fact. And until men in the pulpit get a spine and start preaching the truth about these things, America is going to continue to go down the pit. I want to say this. My sister, I don't think she reminded me, mentioned on this recording that she had back surgery. She's in recovery. But you know, that's what most preachers in this country today need is spine surgery. They don't have one. And this is also not revival that we're seeing today. This thing back here is politics, and there's a spiritual element to it, but that's not a sign of revival. I've had people ask me that, but through the years, whenever we see any kind of a conservative resurge, they say, oh, it's like revival sweeping the land. Now, some of the most filthy people you ever meet are involved in this political thing going on. It's not revival. It's mercy. It's mercy. God has seen fit to allow us to choose our leaders, and through the work of the Holy Spirit and so many lives today, that along with others who probably, I mean, a lot of them aren't even saved, who just love this country and are sick of seeing it go down to the socialist toilet. And so they voted for this guy who beat this very wicked woman. And now we have a period of years where we are going to be able to continue the work of God without being harassed. That's basically the bottom line of what happened yesterday in the November 8, 2016 election. Now, I want you to see this in Daniel 4. I want you to open your Bibles if you have them with them, or open your little apps or whatever you got there. And if you can, make a note of this. It's just a great
Bible verse, and we're going to look at the second half of it. And I just put this out there. Whenever I only focus on part of a verse, I'm not taking it out of context. You can read the whole passage later and test me. But I don't want us to get derailed. I want you to focus. And so that's why we're only going to read this part of it. Verse 17, Daniel chapter 4, verse 17, the end of it says this. Read it with me. To the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever He will and setteth up over it the basest of men. The only thing I can explain is happening right now. You have to say it's the hand of God in this country right now. And listen, all this stuff, and I got to tell you, I fretted just like any other human being. The last 8 years, watching what Obama's been doing, the Obamacare socialist medicine, the taxation involved with that, the Planned Parenthood atrocities against unborn children that have gone on under his watch. Then you have, the gay marriage thing and the whole sodomite movement taking over our military. I think I might have mentioned this Sunday. If I did, for those of you who heard it already, I'll apologize right now. But just an example is they have named a naval ship after a sodomite named Harvey Milk. He served in the military for a number of years, but he was a pervert, and he was a sexual predator who looked for underage boys with a drug problem so that he could get sexual favors from them for money. Your government named a naval ship after that kind of a reprobate. That's the kind of stuff of the last 8 years. People like Max Lucado and John Piper, men who need spine surgery, sat for 8 years and never told anybody about this stuff because they were too busy preaching fluff and selling books. That's what's filling the pulpits of America today. It just makes me sick. And they couldn't tell anybody what's really going on in the real world. They just want to stand up and say, "You're wonderful. You're beautiful. Let me scratch your itching ears. And on the way out, buy my books." What we're seeing now is, oh me of little faith, something I just didn't think I would see. Everything that's been going on over the last 8 years has, it could potentially be totally destroyed by this Trump conservative Congress, Senate control of the executive and legislative branch. And if they put a conservative on the Supreme Court to replace Scalia, then there won't be any liberal activists turning over what the legislature and the president do. 8 years we've watched the Constitution be used, I was going to say as toilet paper, but that gives you an image I don't want you to have. We'll say use the Constitution as a doormat. He's wiped his feet on it, going in and out of the Oval Office. These executive orders and all the things he's done. We could potentially now be seeing God using one of the basest of men to get this done. I think it's amazing. And this is nothing new. I mean, to use the double negative, you go back to the Old Testament and you're going to find that God used a man named Cyrus. Isaiah even prophesied of this man before he was born and called him out by name and said, "My anointed Cyrus," that God used to allow the Jews to come back out of Babylon and rebuild Jerusalem. That's prophecy. Just one of the many. But Cyrus wasn't a Sunday school teacher. He was a base man. But God used him. Just a little taste of what happened last night.
I come to this moment deeply humble. Grateful to God for His amazing grace.
Amen.
The grace of my family, my wonderful wife, Kara. And I'm mostly grateful to our President-elect, whose leadership and vision will make America great again. So let me say, it is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you the President-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump. From Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. Working together, we will begin the urgent task of rebuilding our nation and renewing the American dream. It's been what they call a historic event, but to be really historic, we have to do a great job. Yep. And I promise you that I will not let you down. We will do a great job. We will do a great job.
I got to be honest with you, that makes me want to run the aisles. But honestly, it doesn't have anything to do with him. I really believe we dodged a bullet from a very, very wicked, corrupt woman who is the equal of Jezebel. If you know anything about Jezebel, Jezebel would be pushing gay marriage. Jezebel would be pushing the sodomite agenda. Jezebel would be coming after the preachers with her hate speech crimes. Jezebel would make sure all the unwanted babies were dead, just like Hillary. Yes. Just amazing. That's why I didn't remember I had the next strain of the... We are not as much about Trump as we are against Hillary and liberalism.
Yeah, amen.
But you have to admit, this looks good. I'll make Jenny look great again. With the hat. She didn't have the hat before. Meanwhile, Hillary conceded to Trump.
Got that right.
That's what her voice sounds like to me. What's her face? That was what millions of Americans looked like at about 3 a.m. when they called this thing. We're like, are you kidding me? This actually happened? Now, a quick word about what we have avoided. I already mentioned the hate speech laws. I tried to tell all the braying jackasses out there who call themselves Christians and preachers who were telling people not to vote or to vote for, you know, some third party and let Hillary win, that this was about preachers and any real Christian who boldly, fearlessly preached the truth being fined, being arrested, and being imprisoned if Hillary were elected. She was going to put a left-wing nut job on the Supreme Court, and they would have made the hate speech laws legal, legally binding, codified, and national, just like they did with abortion, just like they did with sodomite marriage. Yeah. And that means that whenever I speak out against these things, I would be violating hate speech laws. And then they would come after us, they would shut us down, they'd come after me. And then they would confiscate my property. And if you don't believe that, look where liberals rule. That's what they do. And those bakeries and those wedding providers and those bed and breakfast folks lived it. They were fined They were sued. They went to court. They lost everything. Because when liberals rule, freedom dies. We also avoided her anti-Israel policies. This woman is bought and paid for by Muslim money. She is bought and paid for. Saudi Arabia just lost one of their biggest investments in the recent years when she lost the election. She is bought and paid for by Saudi Arabian money. And they don't like Israel. And then you got, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to say it because it's true. The black leadership in this country are a bunch of Jew-hating devils. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, all of them. Jew-hating devils.
Amen.
That's who she was going to please with her anti-Israel policies. And let me tell you this too. The Sodomites themselves, the whole gay rights movement, those people despise all Jews and Christians who believe the book.
Mm-hmm.
Also anti-homeschool. If she were elected, you would see us turn into Germany, where not, and I didn't, I'm going to put et cetera here. That's homeschooling and immigration. If Hillary were elected, we would be just like Germany, where they are taking children away from parents if they homeschool. And then putting the parents in jail. Forced vaccinations. That's one of the things about Gary Johnson, this so-called libertarian. Gary Johnson was not a libertarian. Anybody who voted for Gary Johnson claiming they wanted to vote for a libertarian, you're a sucker. And his running mate, Weld, I think his name, Weldon or Weld, I can't get that name right. I'd like to just forget he exists. He's a horrible left-wing nut job. That's the Libertarian Party in this country. So anyway, that's what we have avoided. Do not be deceived. The election of a politician doesn't change things. That's something we need to understand. Satan is still alive and well in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Things look good. I'm not trying to rob your enjoyment of what's happened and everything. But I'm just telling you that if it, as a result of this election Tuesday, all the Christians decide to go golfing like all the preachers, then this country is going to be in bad shape. The enemy, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Folks, most of the seminaries turning out pastors preach that there's no such thing as a devil. They're Satanists. Did you hear that? Our seminaries are led by doctrinal Satanists. Satanism, go out and look it up. Anton LaVey started the Church of Satan in 1969, and their main doctrine is there is no personal devil. It is a principle. Exactly what they're preaching and teaching in the seminaries in America, with exception of King James Bible-believing fundamental seminaries, which are few in number compared to the rest. He's real, folks. And he, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We must resist Satan's kingdom.
Amen.
Most Christians in America are on permanent vacation. Christians around the world, Christians are being martyred almost daily. But Christians in America, I mean, they don't even know what's going on. Verse 9 continues and says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. I'm telling you, this isn't some pie in the sky thing, folks. It says to resist them. That means, whether you like it or not, you're supposed to be confrontational. You're supposed to hurt people's feelings when it comes to this. You're supposed to make people mad. Yeah. When you're facing off with somebody, and they're trying to push something that is completely anti-biblical, you stand your ground. And if they don't like it, they can take a hike. Your job isn't to change anybody. Your job is to stand firm on the Word of God, speak the truth in love, and stand. You stand, you preach, and you stand. That's it.
Stand your ground.
Man, if some people would have done that in the last 50 years, things would be different right now. And by the way, that's personal as well. Some of you need to cut off your friendships with some people. I mean, this crowd and that crowd and whoever's going to hear it, I know there are some people listening who you, because you are more concerned with your friendships than you are with your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's going to bring you down. We are told to not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And if you have close friends who are unbelievers, and they, especially when they are not even open to what you believe, but are constantly trying to drag you down, you ought to be honest enough with yourself. You see that. You see they're trying to drag you down. You cut it off. Because what's more important to you, if you're really sold out to the Lord, your relationship to Him comes first. And I could go on and on with that, but as your pastor, I'm responsible to teach the Scriptures and warn you of the wolves that seek to devour you. That's a real preacher. We talked about that Sunday. I want to tell you this. I don't know how to show that, but Charlie really liked the little meme I had up there Sunday. And this is a fact. If your preacher doesn't warn you about the wolves, it's because he is one. That's what a real preacher looks like. A real preacher should be a bulldog. The leftists and the commies are not happy today. This is how the left wingers out in California celebrated the election last night. Stopping traffic. Blocking highways. I had to bleep out what they were chanting. F off Donald Trump was what they were chanting. And F was not for fries. It was a dirty word. They had sit-ins and campuses. Hope you all get hemorrhoids sitting on the cold concrete like that. They are hemorrhoids. You hear that? This is a fact. I just guess we must confront the upcoming generation with Jesus.
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.